The poor interns in the dark room.
Welcome back to the Predators season preview show here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. My name is Max Herz, along with the voice of the Preds, Pete Weber, and Stanley Cup champion Hal Gill, your Preds radio team, getting you ready for the season, which starts on Tuesday, late afternoon, early evening against the Lightning. We are very pleased to be joined now by new Predators head coach Andrew Brunette, who has done many interviews over the last couple of weeks, and we are grateful to have him for yet another one here. Andrew, thanks for doing this. Great to have you on the season preview show for the first time.
Yeah, hey guys, how you doing? Good to be on.
We are now 2 weeks into camp, two more preseason games the next two nights. What has this experience been like for you, and what is your evaluation at this point as we get pretty close to the end here?
Well, the experience has been fun. It's gone by fast. I think like every other year, especially on the coaching side of it, that you kind of run out of time to hit everything you want to hit. Exhibition games get in the way of some of the things you want to do, and then you're playing them and you're evaluating. So we'd like to have a little bit more time. I think we're a little bit of work in progress, but it's been great. It's been really good to get to know these guys, get a little more familiar, get a set of eyes on some of our young guys that I'm not too familiar with, the Evangelistas and the Tomasinos and the Novaks, and you know, got to see the Molendijk come into camp. I thought he had a heck of a camp. So that part's been fun because I wasn't really sure what I was getting. And, you know, see a Kemmel and Svechkov just to kind of understand where we're at and what we have coming. So I thought that was really fun. And then getting to know the veterans, I think they've really pushed the pace here in camp. And they brought the energy to every skate we've had, from the Yossis to the McDonoughs to the O'Reillys to the Shens and Nyquist and Sissons and Trennan. So they've driven this a little bit pace-wise throughout our whole camp, and it's forced our young guys to skate. So all that stuff's been good, and like I said, just it goes by so fast. I guess that'd be the one lasting impression I have of that. You run out of time to hit everything you want to hit.
Hey, Bruno, it's Hal. I have 1,000 questions that I could ask you, but I guess the biggest thing for me is, how has it been? You know, Barry Trotz came in here halfway through the season last year, so he is familiar with a lot of the new guys. Now you're getting up to speed, like you said. How has it been working with Trotzy, and how has that gone so far just in the beginning of camp here?
No, it's been great. You know, we've had constant communication all summer long, and obviously we see things very similarly in a lot of different ways, in the compete and the battle and the work ethic and a little bit of what we need and what we're looking for. So that makes it easier when you're in communication and you could have good, honest discussions, and we both see where we're at, and being on the same page is so important in any walk of life, but especially in our business. So he's been really good to work with, kind of what I expected. You know, as for the young kids, you get excited. I think the future is bright here. The game in Clarksville, I think if anybody went to, and Skillsy, I don't know if you were there or not, but that was arguably the best inter-squad game I've ever seen. Now, partly because none of the veterans played, you know, how we pull it down. It was all hungry young kids, and they put on quite a show. And as for a new coach coming in and trying to get to know these guys, I was really impressed with what I saw.
Did anything change for you, Andrew, in your perspective of the way Denis Gurianov performed that night in the scrimmage?
It was nice to see him get a couple goals. You know, I think it's hard, as we all know. You're coming in a one-year contract, and you're trying to prove yourself again after he scored 20 in Dallas and kind of got lost there a little bit and bounced around. And I think you come in, and in training camp so hard, inter-squad games are so hard. You're spinning, you're trying to learn a new system, you're trying to find some chemistry with players, you're playing against guys on your own team, and all that makes it tough. And to see him score a couple goals and get his legs underneath him, I think it really helped him. I thought he's a really good week of practice. I thought he looked really good today. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing him here Thursday and Friday to get him back in action.
What was it like for you to have these last few days where you could, as they say, just practice?
Yeah, as much as you love having you've seen your young guys in your whole organization, I think it was vital that I did see that. I think the excitement level, just grabbing guys one-on-one and actually having conversations and building relationships with them, was you know, a good first step. But I think when you get 60 guys in camp, your head's spinning. You're trying to satisfy all the needs, and you're trying to get at least some kind of communication with all the young guys to let them know that we're thinking of them, and you might lose sight a little bit of your veteran guys because you know you're gonna get your hands on them sooner and later. So it was good to get out and doing some one-on-one stuff and working with these guys at the power play out today. And again, building that relationship and partnership that we're going to need through all of this has been good. And this gives you the opportunity now that you're dwindled down to a little bit of a smaller group.
Bruno, I'm sure you're looking for chemistry from, you know, forward lines, D pairs. Is there anything that has stood out to you that, okay, this works and we got to ride this out? And is there anything we could expect that we'll see opening night that are coming up? And, you know, I think you look at O'Reilly playing with Forsberg, that seems to be a mainstay. Is that what other combos do you think we'll see out there?
Well, I think we find, I've kind of found a little bit, and this is early again, and you always wish you had a little bit more time.
You're not bound to it. You're not bound to it.
No, for sure. No, especially the way I move things around, it doesn't usually last a whole lot of time. But I think if you looked in Paris, I think if you saw Riley and Forsberg, I see some there. Now we got to find that third piece. With Glass and Nyquist, I found they play pretty well off each other. Again, we're looking for that third piece, and I thought the Tomasino, Novak, Evangelista line showed a lot of chemistry basically every time they're on the ice. So I think if you a little bit in that sense, those three kind of combos have stood out. Now we got two more games, which is a third of the games, and we'll see some different combos, and hopefully we find a few things. I think we're still searching for that chemistry with all these different lines and the power play and the penalty killing. So we have some work to do, and that's why you play all these games.
Excuse me, I guess I turned my button on too. We talk about all these games. You, when you started in pro hockey, you didn't have all these games. I mean, at this point, you would probably have been, what, about 6 to 7 games into a 10-game preseason schedule?
Well, we got $250 bucks a game. I don't know if you remember that, Bruno.
Well,
that was
300, yeah, 300.
300, oh, big cash.
You were underpaid, Hal.
Oh, I got 250.
I'm going to call Harry Sinden.
Play the game.
Yeah.
And we were so happy to play the game. We were fired up. We used to get cash, I think, at the time, too. And we were just like, I'll play every game here. I don't have Richmond and Tallahassee. Just throw me in for that 300 bucks.
Send me to Pensacola, please.
That's right. I'm in. For 300, I'm in.
Bruno, have you found that these guys you talked about, the older guys pushing the pace? I know you want to play a fast game. Do you feel like not only fast through the neutral zone, but defensive zone, do you feel like these guys are starting to get it and get what you're putting out there?
I think they are. I think the through the neutral zone, et cetera, I think the offensive zone, we are getting it. The defensive zone and kind of a little bit of the transition, both sides of the puck, we've been a little slow to identify, and that's normal. I think anytime you start something new, it's going to take some time. And I know when we ran this in Florida, it took us a while to get used to that kind of that idea that we just want to attack the puck and we want pressure on the puck and we need all five connected or it doesn't really work. So I think we're caught in between a little bit. I thought it was encouraging the last few days in practice. It feels like they got it. I thought the Tampa game was a little bit better, but there's a lot of work to do. I mean, it's hard because asking a team to play this way, you really have to trust each other. If not, you feel a little bit exposed, and that's not a great feeling, as we all know, when we're out there, especially on the back end, if we're asking you to be up the ice a little bit and you don't feel you have people behind you. It's tough to keep going up, but I think for it to work, we have to be going up. We have to be connected. You know, all five guys, there's got to be that little bit of that synergy that we know and trust we're going to be in these areas. So we're not there, and nor did I expect us to be there. Each day we get on the ice, I thought today, you know, and yesterday are what I saw in the D zone I really liked. But again, it's a work in progress, and the trust level and anything in life, especially in hockey, takes a little time.
Yeah, and so we talked about all these new guys. You got another new guy in Fagimo. What can you say about Samuel? You got to see him a couple times. What do you think of his game?
Well, I think he skates. You can see the skill set. He can really shoot the puck. You know, it's so tough, again, coming into a team, trying to figure out.
just exactly. Another new guy for you to
system-wise,
get.
System-wise, yes, exactly. You know, system-wise, you get the assistants talking to him and You know, you can see a little bit of delay in a few different things, but then you can see the skill, and he can really shoot the puck. I watched him, you know, through the drills, and then a little bit on the power play and a little bit after practice. So looking forward to getting him into something that we can find a space that we can really showcase his skill. And again, to identify if this is what we need, and I get your eyes on him. Where does he fit? How does he fit? All those things. So yeah, exactly. It's another guy I got to figure out.
Yeah, with two games to go and only 20 roster spots per game, that's got to be tough to figure out.
Yeah. It's been a real competitive camp, and all the guys that ended the year last year in a really good note. I thought they've been really good in camp, and they're putting their best foot forward. Obviously, with our free agent signings coming in, they've all, you know, kind of been up to expectations. So there's going to be some disappointed players. Organization, I think it's a good thing to have this kind of competition in all those different areas. Obviously, somebody be on the short end of the stick, but I think, you know, regardless of whatever happens, we're going to need a lot of different players this year. So I think if you look at it organizationally, it's a good problem to have.
Lastly, I guess we talked about hockey, but you just moved here. You're integrating into Smashville. How has it been so far? I mean, I know Barry Trotz said, hey, we're going to change this camp up. We're going to go to Ford Ice Center. So you're moving to a different rink, and now you're back at Centennial. You've been through this whole thing, and you're back in Smashville, and you're seeing it, the new Smashville. How has it been for you personally?
You know, I think it's just like when you every time I've unfortunately played on too many teams. But I think
you're wanted in a lot of places.
Yeah, I like that. Gilsey, that's the way I got to say it. That's the way it's going to come across. I like that. I got to keep that. I was thinking, so there's always an adjustment. You know, you don't know which way to go to the rink all the time. And when I was here 25 years ago, I mean, it was so easy. Now I can't believe the traffic. And just getting the cadence of life outside the game has been a little bit of a challenge, like it is every year. But I mean, it's a very vibrant city, and I really enjoyed two things. I really enjoyed the Ford Ice Center. I thought, really felt very intimate. I really liked the fan interaction. I thought it was first class done. Everybody that shipped in there, I thought they did a great job for the players, where they were comfortable in the weight room and the lounges and the coaches' room. So I thought that was great. I thought the exhibition game against Tampa, I wasn't expecting to have the crowd that we had. I thought that was a true testament of you know, the fans we have here in Nashville and where hockey's kind of grown to, that loud and that many. I was not expecting that. I was hoping to put on a little better show, but to see them come out was great. So there's been a lot of really good things. Still familiarizing myself with the city and the living, but it's been a lot of fun. And like I said, what's been enjoyable the most is to see the energy of our older players. Really, again, driving practice. And every time as a coach, I think if you have that, you feel pretty good.
So bottom line, it didn't feel strange having training camp take place on the Terry Crisp rink.
Things have changed.
Yeah, no, it did not. I was waiting for him to yell at us, but I didn't hear that.
He didn't have his coffee yet.
Yeah. Nah, maybe not.
Andrew Vernette, the Preds' new head coach, thanks so much for joining us. We will see you tomorrow night at Bridgestone for the last home preseason game, then again next week for the regular season.
All right. Thanks, guys. Anytime.
Thanks, Bruno. Right.
That's the new head Pred, Andrew Brunette, the man who scored the first ever goal for the Preds, 16-year NHL veteran, interim head coach of the Panthers when they won the President's Trophy 2 years ago, now the fourth ever head coach of the Nashville Predators starting this season. We'll talk more about the new head coach, the new general manager, as the Predators begin a new era in their 25th season this year, starting next week. This is the Predators Season Preview Show here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.